Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to say once again, there we have an app here at Devil Radio. Download it from Apple, Google, or from our website. Carry us with you 24/7. Listen to your favorite shows. Lots to talk about. We're going to get right to it. One of the most bizarre stories that surfaced in the last day is that Donald Trump has been going around telling people that he will be reinstated as president in August. Well, today is, what, June 2nd, so that's coming up pretty quick, and it ain't going to happen. But other people are saying the same thing. But the other people are saying it are the MyPillow guy, QAnon people, the QAnon conference in Dallas this weekend, and they're pulling it out of thin air. Some people in their base believe it. Mike Flynn, the general, Trump advocate, even went so far as to advocate a Myanmar-type coup against the government, against Biden, and just send, what, some generals in there? Some generals in there? Admirals? Drag them out? Put Trump in? Sidney Powell, the really far-out Looney Tunes lawyer for Trump, she also spoke and said that he will be reinstated in August. You know what it reminds me of? There used to be guys that would walk around saying the end of the world, and they'll give a date. They'll give a date, like, say, June 9th, 2021. And quite frankly, historically, some charismatic people have induced people to sell off their possessions and give them away and sort of huddle and get ready for the big event. In the year 1000, in other words, 1,000 years ago, a little over 1,000 years ago, so many people in society thought that the world would end at the first millennium BC, AD, that they did give away their property. They gave it to the church. They gave it to whoever. They gave it to people who didn't believe that the world would end. All huddled together, and guess what? Nothing happened. And on whatever calendar they were using back then, January 1, nothing happened. Then they wanted their property back, and there was a lot of fighting about it. Well, this isn't quite as bad as that. You know, it's people like Sidney Powell, the MyPillow guy, Trump. But, you know, this feeds into a larger lie. It feeds into a corrosive lie, a slow destruction of democracy. If you continue to have people talking about a guy like Trump who lost the general election by 7 million votes, and he lost it by a ton of electoral votes. Biden only needed 270 and he got 306. He got 36 more electoral votes than he needed. He took states like Georgia, Arizona, Virginia, Nevada. Those states do not always go Democratic. They very rarely go Democratic. Georgia went Democratic for Jimmy Carter, went Democratic for Bill Clinton, both Southern guys. But what Joe Biden did, what the Democratic Party did, was extraordinary. And to have people simply go around and say these things, you and I might laugh, have a lot of fun. We're here on the radio, drinking our coffee. He's going to be reinstated. The end of the world will happen. Well, you know, a lot of people aren't laughing. And a lot of people, when he's not reinstated in August, and remember, there are people that injected a bleach into their veins. They took a syringe and injected bleach into their veins because Trump was joking at one of those briefings on COVID, remember last year? And he turns to Fauci or Birx, one of them, said, what about just plain old bleach? It gets things clean. Now, what do you think? I think he was joking. A lot of people think, well, he just believed that it was dumb. I don't believe that. You don't get to be president of the United States as bad as you are by being dumb. Nobody got there by being dumb. Some of them got there by appearing to be dumb for tactical reasons. But with Trump, I think he was, it's one of these sort of gruesome jokes. People were brought to the emergency room in New York City. They were brought to the emergency room down in Arizona. They had injected Lysol or bleach into their veins because the big man had said it, and no one realized he was joking about it, assuming he was. But now, when the big man says, I am going to be reinstated in August, well, what does that mean? What do you mean reinstated? This is a democracy. We have elections. There are ways of removing people, presidents, by impeachment and conviction. Trump was impeached twice, and he snuck out of conviction twice. The first, and I'm hoping the only president in history that has that record. But in August, there will be some people, not a lot, who think that he's going to be, quote, reinstated. And when he isn't, they're going to view it as an additional deep state conspiracy and so forth. There are people that bought into this. So we've talked about this fake recount by Cyber Ninja in Arizona about attacks against the legitimacy of the election, even by Kevin McCarthy, even by leadership in the House and in the Senate, some of them. Failure of people like Moscow Mitch, who I can't believe thinks it was illegitimate, gave quite a fine little speech before he chickened out on voting for conviction on the impeachment articles surrounding January 6. Remember back in January, he said, well, you know, Trump's a criminal. We're going to nail Trump. Prosecutor will get him. You know, he's responsible for this. So I'm not going to vote to impeach him because he's out of office as of January 20 anyway. And he slowed it up, by the way, so that the consideration didn't come to the Senate till the afternoon of January 20th when Biden had been sworn in at noon. But he was pretty clear. Now they're all chickening out. They're chickening out because of polls. The polls between January 20th and now in the Republican primary show that Trump has overwhelming influence. General election polls involving Trump are a different matter. But the first thing you have to do in politics is win your primary. It doesn't do you any good to go around and say, I'm the best general election candidate. Nobody cares about that. Because if you're not nominated, you ain't getting there. So the first thing they're trying to do is nail down the base. The base has been poisoned. Not the whole base, but say 30% of the people, 35, 40, 29. You take any of those numbers and automatically assign them to another candidate whom Trump likes better and he attacks you, you can't overcome that. I mean, the Super Bowl, you don't give 29 or 30 points to one team right from the start. I don't care who the other team is. The other team could be the Green Bay Packers. It could be, you know, Tom Brady's teams. It could be Mahomes' team, any of them. Overcoming at 29 to 40%, in that case, the analogy, 29 to 40 points, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So they suck along basically to insulate themselves in their primaries. And right now, the absolutely stupidest thing that the Trump people have come up with is that he's going to be, quote, reinstated, end quote, in August, without any definition what that means. What, they're going to quickly impeach and convict Biden and Kamala Harris, drag them out, and Nancy Pelosi is next in line, and turn it over to the president of the Senate, who is what? Patrick Leahy, a Democrat, so they're going to do the same thing to him. Then they're going to go through the cabinet, impeach them all, and then what? Have a instant election and somehow Trump gets reelected? Look, all of that is ridiculous, and they don't even say that. They simply say that he will be reinstated. The implication of reinstated is that he was there in the first place. Now, he was there in the first place for 4 years, but he's not being reinstated to a legitimately elected second term. That's what they're really saying. That's not happening, and that's not going to happen. And you have people like Mike Flynn, and you have people like Sidney Powell, probably his kids. You know, you'd have Giuliani and that crowd if they weren't under criminal, not indictment yet, but criminal investigation, afraid to say anything, afraid to say anything. So this is being spread. It's not just Trump. It's not just Sidney Powell. It's not just Mike Flynn. If you talk to people whom you know, relatives and friends, who are Trump supporters, and you have some, don't pretend you don't have any. Don't pretend you don't have a cousin or an in-law or somebody or a friend. It's almost like the Village of the Damned, you know, where they look normal and then suddenly they stand and their eyes start to flash like diamonds. I mean, it is bizarre. And the most bizarre thing they're saying and doing right now is falsely saying that Trump will be reinstated. He ain't going to be reinstated. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.